Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Whatever you guys want to talk about, you're more than welcome. Rockets win last night. How about a little Rockets talk in this city? Man, they look good. Our team looks good. 26-12, beating good teams. They're 11-3 against the top eight teams in the West. 1-2 against Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City's really good. And Cleveland is really good, which we don't understand.
Yeah, just quietly, like, just you have to deal with it. Cleveland and Oklahoma City are good, and that's it.
Yeah.
I know it's not comfortable. You'd rather just cheer for the...
Then actually,
I mean, rather just have the Lakers,
no,
or the Nuggets, or the
Celtics.
Well, the average fan, the Celtics, yeah. Like, you'd rather it be easy like that. Sorry, Oklahoma City, Cleveland would be the lowest rated NBA finals.
It would be the best matchup.
It would. It'd also be the lowest rated hit finals in history.
I don't know. I think
what would be lower.
Well, I think that these teams are starting. People are starting to see that they're really, really good.
You're not going to pull anything other than the hardcore basketball fans. The average fan is not going to tune in for that. Where's the star power?
Probably not. And what station is it on? Is it
on TNT? SGA is a star talent, but he doesn't have star power. What commercials do you see SGA on?
No. And
none.
Who? And Jared Allen and.
Jared Allen and Spida Mitchell. Mitchell's had his turn. He's had some.
No, Donovan's been nice. He's a nice player. I mean,
the
really.
Shea Donovan Mitchell finals would be the Skims finals. They're both guys who have a brand deal with Skims.
What is Skims?
What is
it? Kim Kardashian's like body contouring line. They like, and apparently have a men's line.
Does Jared McCain have one yet?
Donovan Mitchell has it.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell and Shea both posed in Skims like menswear. So if those two pop up in a finals, trust me, on your timeline, you'll just see a lot of those.
A lot
guys.
Of men in activewear with
bulges
and bumps hanging out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Stupid Western Conference.
Yeah. Let's get Chris in the Woodlands in here. He wants to talk.
SGA is a lot better than Donovan Mitchell.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. How are you guys today?
Good.
Oh, good.
Good, good. Love the show. Hey, so I did have a question. As you guys were talking about contracts and giving money back, why is it that it seems like basketball, when I think about like Jimmy Butler and some of those guys, and then football, you think about Deshaun, what he did to the Texans and holding out, you know, why is it that baseball never seems to have an issue? And this, my mind thinks like a squirrel. Sometimes like you guys, you start off with Justin Verlander and end up on Lance McCullers at a coffee shop. So when you guys were talking about contracts, I started thinking, why is it in baseball nobody pouts and cries and sits out? But in the other two sports, football and basketball, they can do that and force their way to other teams and force their way to contracts. I didn't know if you guys had ever thought about that or maybe discussed. I was curious what your thoughts on why basketball particularly doesn't do that, but the other ones do.
It's easy. Baseball's got – the best players in baseball have longer-term guaranteed contracts.
Randy Johnson did that. Randy Johnson worked his way out of Seattle. Yeah,
yeah, as well back. But it happens.
And, you know, you've had Yasiel Puig.
Well, he was also.
He's a problem.
He also.
Yeah. He's got mental issues. Yeah, you know, he's still around playing.
Mexico, right?
Yeah, right. And he hit a ball the other night that was, and he stood at the plate and just stood there and watched it. and then it goes off the wall, and he gets thrown out at second. And it was, Yasiel hasn't changed a bit. Then you have Manny Ramirez having issues. No, it's few and far between, that's for sure, in baseball. I don't know. Is it easier to do in other sports? I mean, you're so tied to that first 6 years, the club control of 6 years. No other league has club control for 6 years. Baseball is, and then they can even extend that. He's a super two or what? I mean, it's just, baseball is unbelievable how they have. Now, baseball also pays unbelievably well, so mm-hmm. we're not going to.
And it's all guaranteed.
Poor player. They're doing okay. But
a good player is going to get 8-plus years of guaranteed money on his contract.
You know that there is a thing in baseball, too, that if you, in your first 3 years before you're arbitration eligible, if you overplay your contract, they give you money?
They give you, there's a pool. A pool of money.
Yeah. So, I mean,
remember we talked about it last year. It's the first time we found out about it. Last year or the year before. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, no, we got this money. We got this money we hold on to to give to players who play better than their contracts.
Well, and that's great. That's great. I guess baseball doesn't. You know, we've had Antonio Brown in football.
It's harder to in baseball. It's harder to just. And agents probably know we can't just tell our team we want you to move a player with 7 years left on a contract. That's the reality is
most teams would
say
good.
Can't do it.
Can we? Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, and it's not draft picks. You got to give up. You got to give up farm systems.
Yeah.
So it's different. It's different than the other sports.
Yeah.
Basketball. Basketball. I don't know why.
Probably because the importance of the one player, and agents have such a big. Has such a big part in where guys go, and for whatever reason, teams are fearful if we piss off this guy, then the next guy doesn't want to play here. I don't know if you want to boil it down to player empowerment. That really hasn't hit MLB.
Yeah,
and it's the clear ranking is basketball way up there, football's way below, and then baseball pretty much not even on the screen when it comes to this.
I saw. You know, if the Browns are going to try, I don't know if they're going to try, but they maybe will exercise a clause in the contract that Deshaun, that, you know, actually hurt himself and now he's injured again, and so they're going to try not to give him his money. What would that do to the Browns in the scope of the league with what players would, how the players would look at him and wanting to go there?
I don't think it would matter that much. Deshaun's kind of an outlier. I think even by player standards, they know. This dude's making all this money, and he's not even playing, and he sucks when he plays. I think they know that Deshaun's kind of an outlier. Like, he stole. Deshaun, in a way, he got a fully guaranteed quarterback contract off of 24 lawsuits and legal issues and sitting out an entire season. Like, it's kind of unheard. It was truly unprecedented. So, you know, the NFL has not changed the way they do contracts based on Deshaun. They looked at it as an outlier. Agents understand it was an outlier. My guess is the players kind of see him as an outlier, too. If they got rid of Deshaun, I think they know Deshaun's not, he's not really in it. Like, he's not locked in as a quarterback. I think they understand to an extent. Yeah. I don't think it would have an, I mean, wouldn't it have an impact just watching the Browns work all these years? You didn't already know this about the Browns? The Browns have been dysfunctional forever.
Oh, they're forever.
The ownership is a problem. Like, Deshaun, I don't want to go there because I don't want to go there. Deshaun, if you can get rid of that contract, I'll think about coming in so we can be competitive. You can spend the money somewhere else and be competitive. I would tell you if I'm a player, I don't want to go where Deshaun's eating up that big a chunk of the salary cap. 26% of the salary cap is Deshaun Watson? I don't want to go there.
It's not even, yeah, right. No, right. If they can get out of it, people might want to go there. Right.
How would it affect them? They might be more willing
to come. They'd have more money to spend, and guys will go, yeah, I'll take that money.
I can get money, and we might be able to get some guys in free agency. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
913 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to come in and hang out with us. You are more than welcome to do that. When we come back, we'll hear from Ime. About that game last night, about Jalen. And Amen had a little something for Jalen last night, too. But we'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and just love what Billy Brown does. Just love the way that he goes about it. Just love the business. Listen, and they are, I'm telling you, they are blowing and going, man. This business is really cruising. You guys are listening, and you're calling in, and if you've got a problem, these are the people that you got to call. These are the people that'll come to your home and say, you want to talk about heroes, okay? When that brown won't go down, you need a hero.
Our friend Sam yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Our good friend Sam, who likes to bully us and boss us like she's our mom. Guess what?
Team mom, Sam.
Yeah, team mom, Sam. Guess what? All of a sudden, she was real friendly, saying, guys, can you help me with the plumber?
Yeah.
And John got on the phone, and guys said, hey, let's get this taken care of, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, her and her dad didn't have to replace a flange on a toilet or whatever.
Right.
Like, none of us should be replacing
flanges on toilets. No one should ever do it unless they have a plumber's license. And I don't even know if you get a plumber's license. I don't know that. But I do know this. If you have any plumbing issues whatsoever, call our boy over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company, 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got a good version of it, though? Is it clean?
I cleaned it up as good as I can. It'll be fine. But, yeah, it was a big night for the Rockets. I watched that game. The fact that Jalen Green was drawing too consistently, and the Grizzlies said, okay, we can't handle you one-on-one tonight. We're going to have to try to get the ball out of your hands. And it led to open dunks. You talked about some of the stuff earlier. You talked about Ahmed Thompson always being in the spot for a dunk. A lot of that had to do with Jalen Green drawing two. And then up near half court, then the Rockets were playing four on three the rest, because he'd get the ball to Şengün in the high post or at the free throw line, excuse me, and Şengün would have to make a play. His gravity, man, the Grizz are like, all right, man, you can't beat us. And then he even still made a tough shot, which I guess you'd call the game winner. It gave them their final lead. He was great. Six games, though, everybody. Relax. Six.
No, they're not relaxing. Got to be excited about it. I'm excited about the six.
I don't like people pretending this has been going on longer than it has.
It is. The dude has been really,
he's
really
been great.
I mean, you look at it. Look at him since Thanksgiving.
Don't do it, John. Thanksgiving Eve, I believe, is the stat. Since Thanksgiving Eve. That was the line in the sand drawn by somebody, because that's officially half the season.
And what? And he's been great since then.
That's not true. In December, he was average. And that's being kind.
You hate to give anyone credit.
I don't mind crediting him for what he's done in January. He's been spectacular in January. But we ain't got to lie to people. You ain't got to cull stats or data dredging, as one GM would say. You ain't got a data dredge to make it seem like it's not one of those Jalen Green type stretches that people will poo-poo and go, oh, he's done this before. It ain't been half the year. It's been a great six games, a spectacular six games. We can just take it for what it is. He's been great in January. And that's fine to say.
Speaking of trying to change the narrative, somebody said there was a picture of Cam Whitmore on the bench and he's got a towel.
I saw him very excited.
And he's screaming, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I saw that.
Then somebody said, oh, I thought he had bad body language. Oh, we're going to go with one video with a towel and forget all of the other stuff Cam Whitmore has been doing?
You don't think Cam Whitmore, despite what the public facing thing from the Rockets, had someone talk to him about, hey, cut it out?
Dude.
You don't think someone had a conversation with him?
I would hope so.
I think so.
I would hope so. There's a guy trying to play his way or pout his way out of a team.
I don't even think it's that calculated. I just think he's pouty.
Hey, he could be a big part of this.
He really could.
I mean, I don't know what happens when Jabari and Tari get back, but Cam Whitmore, almost, he got to be on the court.
Ah, you sweet summer child talking about Tari coming back.
Tari's coming back better than ever. Better than ever. So asked about Jalen's defense, because, well, I don't know, the Jalen. Is Jalen James Harden? I don't think so. I see Jalen flying around.
He's not James Harden.
He ain't like James Harden. James Harden just would wave at you as you went by. I mean, no. But, you know, Jalen's not known for his defense. But here's Ime talking about Jalen's defense.
I love his defensive effort. You know, it goes under. It's probably underrated for him. It's that he's taking the challenge with Bane and Morant and those guys. You know, they're trying to put him in actions, and he's holding up really well there, taking pride in that. So, obviously, the scoring stands out. I think I saw he matched his career high or whatever, but take care of the ball as well. You know, he had the late turnover, but other than that, he coughed those up a few times last year. So, getting more used to teams going after him. Obviously, when you're scoring at that clip, they're going to come after you at some point. But, you know, he loved to be a facilitator out there and get the numbers behind it. So, all he has to do is deliver the ball.
How about that?
Jalen's run right now is... it's a good run. He's had these before, but I don't know. You just feel like something's going to be different because he's been in the league for 4 years now. And so, you know, growth is eventually every player grows and gets better. There is a time where some players hit their plateau earlier than others. I think with Jalen Green, what we want to keep seeing is that 3-point. And look, you can go find a lot of players in league history. Go look at Jason Kidd, for example. Go look how he used to shoot the three, and then go look at where he ended up. It changed dramatically. Shooting can improve. Shooting's one of those things with technique and work, it can improve. You change your muscle memory, you change your confidence level, you can start making a lot of threes. Jalen's shooting really well from three right now. Is it going to last? No, probably not. But if he can be, for the season, he's at 34%. If Jalen can start, if can become a 38% three-point shooter, that's a massive, massive win for the Rockets. If he can develop into a close to 40, a 39.5 at some point in his career, forget about it. I mean, you're looking at an all-star because he can get to the basket anytime he wants. Mm-hmm. He's a great finisher. He can play out in space and fast break. He's getting better as a half-court player. Jalen takes defense much more seriously now and has since Ime was there. The entire team takes defense much more seriously. I don't know if they're built for a championship just yet, but they're built to compete with anybody in the league. I know that. Championships require, you know, what concerns me is, and you see it in every game where the half court just completely falls apart. They're not really built for half court. You know, they're more of a, we're going to beat you with easy baskets, points off turnovers. We're going to out-rebound you, get more shots on the basket. We'll be a little bit of a streaky three-point shooting team, and we're going to try to keep your shooting percentage low. That's who they are. When the playoffs roll around, it really intensifies on the half court, and everything in the court kind of shrinks on you a little bit. And so you got to be able to really execute and do things like that. But the flip side is, defensively, it's going to be hard to score in the Rockets in the half court in playoff games. They're going to be ramped up as well defensively. I think the real key for them to really flip that last tumbler and start playing for championships is, A, guys just have to keep getting older and better, which is going to happen naturally. But you probably need somebody who finds a way to ups the efficiency on offense. And it might be a Reed Sheppard shooting well from three. Eventually, I know that's what their hope is. It could be Jalen getting better from three. It could be Fred VanVleet not being there anymore.
Well, how about
maybe subtracting off Fred VanVleet's shots?
I'll tell you this. And Ime talked about it. This is why Fred VanVleet is in there. He explained this past week. You know, Fred VanVleet is, you got to have him. I loved the game that Fred VanVleet played last night.
Yeah, he was good.
Two for five. 2 for 3 from three. nine assists and 2 turnovers.
You love the game because he also didn't shoot?
That's exactly right. He's not. Listen, be who you are. He's not a good shooter.
If he's open, he's shooting.
He's not a good shooter, okay? Be who you are. Facilitate. Be a leader on the court. Play hard-nosed defense. Get guys the ball where they need
it
to score.
He's not open shots.
He's not a scorer. He's not,
you can't play him
bad
four
at
or five.
That.
The point is,
so be good at what you do.
He shoots because you
and
can't play four.
And apparently last night, I don't know, he played 36 minutes and only took 5 shots. He threw up 1 3 that went in. Every time Jalen, I was sitting next to Chris, twice, Jalen throws one up that, no! Oh, good shot. It was great. And Fred's too. Fred did the same thing. It was like, oh, my God, what kind of – oh, good shot. But this is the kind of game that Fred VanVleet plays, and they win. Not 2 for 17.
Well,
this is an outlier.
Nine assists, two turnovers.
That's not who he is. Well, that was nice. I think the 42 from Jalen was bigger.
Yeah, you also got the 42 from the backcourt.
But Fred VanVleet did not hog the ball and take shots that he shouldn't take when Jalen's hot. Give him the ball, and that's exactly what he should have done.
I'm with that. I think Fred had less to do with the win than Jalen.
No, the Fred had a lot to do with the win by not shooting.
Then he doesn't need to be on this team, and he'll never shoot again.
Well, no, he's going to be on this team.
How much better are they going to be?
Loves him.
How much better are they going to be when Fred's not on the team and he doesn't get a shoot?
Cam Whitmore is 6 of 9. Amen is 7 of 15. This is perfect.
Well, that was
those guys, the guys that could score, shoot.
That was an outlier.
And Fred,
shooting
you facilitate.
That's great, but that's not how they shoot normally.
Yeah,
and $40 million. And take your $40 million a year.
You can't hear Dell.
What?
That's not how they
shoot normally.
Those are outliers.
So Fred read the game and saw these guys had it going.
Which is what's bad about that?
But that's not going to happen every night. So the whole hope that he only has to shoot 5 times per game, that's not going to be what happens.
No, but Fred needs
he's the worst of all of them.
Understood. But Jalen has nights where he's awful too. So this month,
he doesn't. Not anymore.
Oh, yes, he does. This January, maybe Fred doesn't shoot very much because Jalen's going to go off for the month. But there are going to be times where you're not going to get this hyper-efficient, spectacular, MVP-type caliber play from Jalen, and Fred's going to have to take and hopefully make open shots.
But that's why they have 26 wins, because that does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, actually, Fred has had games where he's helped you win because Fred played really well. It's just I'm just talking about clicking that last tumbler to open the vault. I mean, it's probably going to be with more efficient shooting from your backcourt, without question. And that includes maybe more Reed Shepard in time, not this year, but in time. And maybe a subtract. Fred has done a great job of doing what he came in to do. Mission accomplished. No need to give him more money next year. Let him walk. Why pick up the option?
Oh, I don't
know. He's over 40 million.
Ime's love, undying love for Fred VanVleet, I don't think he goes anywhere.
Okay, so how much does Jalen? You know Jalen's contract goes up next year, right?
Yeah, but
you know everyone's. You know that Fred's goes up too, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it does. His
he's
number
40 and 40 this year.
No, next year it's higher, from what I understand.
Like
47, is it? It's a 3-year deal. So this year it's 42 million. Next year it's 44.8. It goes up 2 million.
All right.
He takes up 29% of the cap next year. The league cap. 30 this year, 29 next year. Why are you paying him next year? What are we doing? Why?
Well, you don't know. They can get out of it.
Why are you giving 45 million to Fred?
They can get out of it.
And you think his greatest value is losing
look at
both
how
of
they're
his arms
playing,
so he can't shoot anymore.
Look at how they're playing right now. He's taken 10 shots a game this month. He's averaging 13 points a game this month, 6.2 assists, and 1.7 turnovers.
That's awesome.
That's fine.
Yeah.
This is all fine.
If he'll keep doing this. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And look how well they're playing.
But it's efficient backcourt. It's a very efficient backcourt right now. That's the key to winning the championship.
The only stinker they threw out there was the Boston game this month.
The key to winning a championship is an efficient backcourt. It really is. But, you know, I don't know that's ever going to be the case with Fred VanVleet. Or maybe Jalen. I don't know. I want to believe that Jalen's turned a corner. And if he has, the league's got major problems on their hands.
Yes.
But I think you can do it without Fred VanVleet. I think he's come in and he's done his leadership thing. He gets steals. Like, there's a lot of good things that Fred VanVleet does. Shooting and volume is not one of them. And I just don't know if you have to pay $45 million, 44.8 to be exact, for Fred VanVleet to still be team dad, you know? I don't know if that still needs to happen. I feel like the guys are – I feel like we got it under control now. Ime is – Fred came in and smoothed things out, and now Ime's in control, and Jalen's buying in, and Amen's a dog, and you've got Alperin has continues to mature. Jabari is serious about winning. I don't think you have to have that, you know, that dad energy from your point guard who shoots a lot of shots and doesn't go in. I don't think that's – at one point it was necessary. You overpaid for it. But now, okay, you've got it. It's mission accomplished. Don't give him that third year. More minutes for Reed Shepard. More minutes for Amen Thompson. Yeah, yeah. More minutes for Tari.
More minutes for Cam.
Who's your
more
point?
More minutes for Cam. Subtract those minutes.
He may, as John referenced, Fred Van Vliet gets them good possessions and shots late in games, according to Emay. Who's doing that if not Fred Van Vliet?
It's going to eventually be Reed Shepard with Jalen getting those shots.
We have not.
Jalen will get
you
them.
You think Emay is going to lean on Reed Shepard next year?
I think it's possible.
I think so. I think it's possible. I think he could.
Not this year.
If the Rockets go on a playoff run, let's say they win a round or two, you think they're just going to dump Fred Van Vliet for Reed Shepard?
Oh, I think it's a coin flip. I don't know for sure. I think it should be an easy decision that, hey, we're really moving forward. We can do this. Like, we're not tied to Fred Van. Our success isn't tied to Fred Van Vliet. The Rockets' success is not tied to a $45 million Fred Van Vliet. It's not tied to it. Like, you can't watch the games and say, without Fred, I just don't know where this team would
I
be.
Would say
but
your head coach.
I know how Ime, yeah, I know John says this and you're saying this, and I know this. Ime's the wild card.
Your head coach is not going to lean into a 23 and younger lineup if he has a successful year.
Can you
this year in the playoffs.
Give him $45 million for what he's doing? Honestly, $45 million next year for what he's doing?
Maybe there's a arena he opts. Maybe they say, hey, no to this, but we'd
we'll
like to have you back.
More years.
But we'd like to have you back.
Oh,
they may
no.
do that.
More Van Vliet.
Less money, but more years.
I like Fred, but goodness gracious. I like Fred last night.
I'm just pointing.
That's my favorite
no,
Fred.
No, Fred can get paid. Like you're saying, well,
where,
can
no,
you renegotiate
gonna
get,
those
down? Is
he going to get $45 million from anybody else, really?
Yeah, no. Yeah, but can he get $35 million?
It's a team option, right?
It's
yeah.
a team
option. So they can say, hey, we don't want to pay at this rate.
Oh, yeah, opt out. Yeah,
but,
right. yeah. but
we'll pay you two.
Give you 2 years
over
50.
70?
Yeah, something
60.
Like that. Yeah.
Well,
they can
no.
do that.
Fred can get more on the open market.
Yeah, but he might like it here. Hometown discount.
What player gives discounts that doesn't take more money?
How much do
name
you think
the player.
How much do
two,
you think?
Two for 60? I can
yeah.
see that.
You think, what about two for 70? You think, I can see him liking that, too.
You think Fred's like $30 to $35 million player?
Yeah, he is.
That's yeah. And the Rockets will be fair to offer that.
In today's NBA standards, yeah.
Well, nobody's going to give him that. All right, we got a break. You got to talk about Craig the
well,
Surf.
We just did.
What is
we
Craig,
just gave him 80.
What is Craig the Surf worth?
No one. The team you root for just gave
84,
it to
actually
him.
84. Craig the Surf would not. Craig is trying to look for value for you. He's looking for finance rates that are top notch. Craig the Surf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, I should say. They do things a little differently than everyone else. I'm going to give you an example. Right now, on one of the hottest vehicles around, the Chevy Equinox, they have this. It's a very confident SUV. It looks great. It offers long-term dependability. It's going to be ideal for really any driver in the family, from husband to wife to a kid getting their first car. You got a college student who you want to get a vehicle for. It works. And Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton has a vast selection to choose from. And so if you're looking to finance that 2025 Chevy Equinox, well-qualified buyers are going to get 2.9% APR financing, plus no monthly payments for 90 days. So for 3 months, you're not making a payment. You have 2.9% APR financing when you finance through GM Financial. Find your new Chevy Equinox at Gulf Coast Chevy in Angleton. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, who you got tonight in the TGL matchup, though?
Los Angeles.
You got L.A.?
Playing for L.A.
They're playing for the Fires. Yep. Yeah.
Well, not for the Fires.
I got Carson Daly.
You got...
That's TRL.
What? Oh, it's TRL. That's right.
What is that? What?
Total Request Live.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking it was TRL.
So
is it on MTV or it's not on MTV? Is this TSG? Is this
TGL?
Yeah, is that on MTV?
It's on ESPN.
And it's not Carson. Is what's her name on it?
Carson Beck.
What's her name? Who used to be married to Dave Navarro?
Carmen Electra.
Is she on it?
No,
not.
She's not hosting the golf.
Are there any
event.
Pregnant teenagers
tonight?
It's not MTV.
It's just not MTV.
It's not. No, no. It's not. What,
it's LA Golf Club against Jupiter Lynx tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. No, I'll definitely be tuned into that.
Yeah.
I'm actually watching Top Boy now, finally. So we're going to have a lot of Jamaican stuff like wagwan, which I already knew. I didn't know these words. Bumbaclot, you're not supposed to. I Googled what it means, so I'm going to use this because I think I can get away with it.
I don't know what
that
means.
Have you watched Top Boy?
No. Nope.
You haven't. It's like The Wire in England, in London.
What's it called? Top Boy?
Top Boy.
I tried that other one that was the mafia one with Johnny from Peaky Blinders.
Gangs of London?
Gangs of London.
Dude, Gangs of London is great.
I didn't
stick in long enough. You watch 30 minutes like golf's on and you give up.
Yeah.
How can you give up on Gangs of London?
Who do you got?
Dell, would he have liked Gangs of London? If you would have stuck it out, you would have.
I don't know. He's got bad taste. But he should have liked Gangs of London. But you can't trust John. He
Tiger Woods, Max Homa, Tom Kim, and Kevin Kisner.
I like Kevin
against
Kisner's
Colin
team.
Morikawa, Sahith Theegala, Justin Rose, and Tommy Fleetwood. Wow. This is a tough one.
Yeah, it's tough to call.
I don't know. I don't know which way to go. Give a call. Who you got? Who you got in this one tonight? 713-780-3776. All right? Give a call, and let's play.
Do you think we're too negative about the local teams?
I think one of us is.
Jack, well, yeah. He's trying to throw wet blankets on all of our parties.
Yeah.
Dell the wet blanket?
No, I don't think that we are. I don't think that we're too.
We had the underdog Texans beating.
Yeah.
The Chargers last week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Some of us believe in the over and the Rockets team wins and believe that they're a top four team this year.
Some of us believe they're going to beat the Chiefs this Saturday, or one of us does.
Who?
Me. We're going to win this game.
Have you heard anything on?
Despite the refs.
Have you heard anything on this?
On the what? Oh, no. Well, no, Reagan's going to get him food. Yeah.
Corn on the cob and steak.
Corn on the cob and steak. Yeah, he's going to get him. Reagan's going to get him food. Yeah.
Well, he did ask for a T-bone initially.
But he said he'd take a strip.
Yeah, he said a New York strip.
New York strip's fine. So Gilbert's working with us.
I need a T-bone this week. Like, God, he is really holding our feet to the fire in the postseason.
I need a Wagyu.
I need an A5 anyway. No one's getting you a Japanese A5. They don't have that at Chili's, Gilbert. Gilbert's not trying to go to like Pappas Steakhouse.
Nice
and
too.
It's
nice to go.
Yeah, to him, it's like, why would I have Pappas when I can have Chili's?
He's taking a hometown discount.
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
but to him, he thinks it's not.
No,
he just thinks it's the sensible
choice.
Getting
over.
Yeah.
When in fact, we'd go to Pappas for him.
Do you get? I'll do it for an AFC championship game. I'm not doing it for division rounds. It's too expensive. And by the way, when you get that steak, there's no sides that come with it at a Pappas.
No.
How much is a steak? No. What does that come with? A plate?
That's it. No.
A plate? you get a plate and some silverware.
That's
what are the side dishes? Nothing.
No.
Pay up.
That's a good steak. Now.
Yeah, sure it is.
No, that's a good steak.
Better than that.
No question.
Dookie Steakhouse I went to a couple of weeks ago.
What?
That place is trash.
Which one? What was it? What's the name of it?
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to do that to people. Just know that good restaurants have closed while your trashy-ass spot stays open, that chotch-ass place.
Wow.
I got friends who are chefs who had to close their spots, and they do it the right way. Their food's great, but they're not chotch enough. They don't have enough Lambos parked in front of their restaurants. That's the only way you're any good is if you have
A
Lamborghini parked in front of there, and you get Range Rovers or Land Rovers and Lambos parked in front. Then you know you got a place where food doesn't have to be good. You just have to have a vibe.
It's got to be expensive.
It's got to be expensive, yes, and a vibe.
Yeah.
If you got a vibe and you get people taking Instagram pictures, oh, man, you print money.
That's right.
How's the food? Terrible dog food? That's how. But
I want to know the name of this.
But Solis said, he even told me, he goes, you know what? We may have to get the fellas and go to Pappas to just cleanse our palate.
Yeah.
Just get a real. Now, typically, I don't go to steakhouses, period. I go to Pete's Fine Meats.
Yeah.
I get a thick steak. I know how to make steaks really well. I just don't typically do it.
And they're really expensive now. Really expensive. Yeah.
Steaks.
I mean, an 8-ounce filet is $60 now, $60, $65. I mean,
restaurants, 8 ounces is?
Yeah.
Golly. Like I said, I barely even glance at them on menus when I'm at, because every restaurant will have a steak.
Yeah, but some are good now. Some are good. That's tasty. No, I'm with you. I make my steaks at home too. Pin pizzas, that fabulous, fabulous. 713. Oh no, no 713-780-3776. This is our last segment, and then that little ball of hate is going to take over with Sean Mapes. Yeah, you've been hating on our team. Six games, that's all.
I'm not hating on the team.
Six games.
I've said the Rockets are a really good basketball team. I'm just not buying into the six-game run.
Put them out. Hurry up.
There's the weight blanket.
There's Joe putting the fire out.
The excitement.
Putting the Rockets fire out.
If you want to get tricked by Jalen Green one more time, that's on you. But I'm going to have it go more than six games before I get tricked again. Won't get fooled again, John.
No.
Fool me once, shame on Dylan. Fool me twice, shame on me.
No, what's
not
that?
Not Dylan, I mean Jalen.
What's that song? Won't get fooled again?
Yeah.
Not
me. No. You're not getting fooled. How about the growing up? How about that?
Yeah.
Growing Pains.
Yeah.
Play that. Growing Pains. With what's his name? Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron?
Yeah. I don't even, what was that song? I don't even know that song. Every sitcom had a song.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't remember what the Growing Pains song was.
You'll be reminded. Wet blanket, whatever. But you're not tricking me, Jalen Green.
No, we had Growing Pains. We had Jalen Green. He was 12
years
old when he got here.
He came here. He had no facial hair.
And he had to go out with a woman. It was like,
now he's got a 22. He started off with no hair on his legs. Now he's got a 22-year-old.
Yeah, and he's got a 60-year-old woman.
39.
Here
it is. Right here is a picture of Jabari Smith. Here's Jalen Green right now. Alperen Şengün
with his brother.
Everyone's excited.
Alperen fade away.
And Jalen with his stepson, you know, hanging out, arms around each other.
You guys look similar. This is weird. Fred VanVleet, all you're seeing is just him pulling up, just one a 3-on-1, pulling up from three.
Cam's in the corner, all pissed off.
And Cam Whitmore at the end. He's that last one.
He's all pissed off.
Yeah, it is Growing Pains.
It is growing. Yeah, we had Growing Pains.
And now we're all grossed up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Kirk Cameron's out there dating now.
No, Kirk Cameron was banning people from the show if they showed any level of non-Christianity. Yeah. Beat it, lady. Get out of here.
That's the same with the Rockets. Same with the Rockets.
Have you met the Rockets?
Yeah, I didn't. And with the Texans.
With the Texans, sure. There's some Christianity. There's not only Christianity. Aziz is like, wait a minute. What do you mean Christianity?
Wait, we got something over here, too. Yeah,
Christianity. It ain't all Christianity.
Well, but it is with CJ.
Definitely. Well, he's got to go full in this offseason.
I want to go full in. We're going to the Golden Nugget, as a matter of fact, first week of February. We are going to be there, and we can't wait because it's Super Bowl week, baby. What? That's right. And we're going to be there for it. We want you to come on the 4th and the 5th. We're going to be there, so come and hang out with us. We love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles because the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road right here, it cannot be a better casino, cannot be a better hotel, cannot get more 12 restaurants in right there on the facility, okay? Pool, golf course, what do you need? You got the DraftKings Sportsbook, you got the concert venue. It's the perfect, I'm telling you. If you're looking to go to Vegas, it's just getting there. Getting there and getting from your door to the hotel where you check in at your hotel, 8 hours? 8 hours maybe? Maybe 8 hours? How about 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road? And you got the same thing. And you say you don't have to buy plane tickets. You just, it's all it is gas. Or in my case, electricity. So if you're looking for the best way to have some fun, make your reservation now. If you want to go in the DraftKings Sportsbook for the Super Bowl, make your reservation right now. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Texas man has been arrested for stalking Caitlin Clark in Indianapolis. Michael, I thought it would be you right away. For sure, I thought
Why?
It was you.
I'm not a Caitlin Clark.
You love you some Truther. Caitlin. You were going to go
it's
to
you.
A game.
Maybe. Oh, no, I was going to, well, for my daughter.
And you have connections in Indy?
Yeah. I mean, I thought immediately I thought of Lance.
Me?
A Texas man. Yeah, but you then you were here. You were actually, for the first time ever, people, this morning, Lance beat me to work.
This isn't the first time.
No, first time ever.
I've been here before.
Ever. You've never walked into this place when I wasn't here.
Well, okay. I don't stalk people.
Well, there's been occasions where you
lazy.
Where your alarm hasn't been set and he beat you that way. It's rare.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Though. I'm lazy.
If
to
my
stalk.
If my alarm doesn't go off, that's true. He's beat me here before when my alarm
he
didn't.
Beat
go
me.
Off. New Zealand has a real problem on its hand. The second most powerful police officer in the country has been suspended pending the outcome of a criminal investigation. Deputy Commissioner Javon McSkimming. is being investigated by the Independent Police Conduct Authority and the New Zealand Police. Shouldn't we see this? Have seen this coming? Javon McSkimming? What?
Yeah.
Tommy and McEmbezzling, was it? Joey McStealing? Okay. This guy's name is McSkimming. Of course he's guilty.
Yeah.
How could you make him the second? New Zealand, stop already. Clean it up. Poland has ordered 80,000 apples to celebrate their new president. Do you want to be at that party?
Apples?
80,000 apples.
So what's the?
I have no idea. Why would you order
something.
All those apples?
Well, there's got to be something having to do with the president.
Poland's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development has ordered over 82,000 apples to hand out at celebrating the country's presidency of the Council of the European Union. Man, these people know how to party, okay? Apples. We're loading up on 80,000 apples to celebrate. It doesn't get any better than that. You know what the new hottest book is in the country?
What?
The Amazon, the bestseller in the country right now, Inner Excellence. You know why?
Why? Who is it?
A.J. Brown was reading it on the sidelines.
Oh, that's right.
At the game.
He said he always does that. That's first on the cameras have caught him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Inner Excellence is now the number one book. The dude who wrote it's like, hey, I wasn't expecting that. That's a real gift. I just looked at Amazon last night and it got to number one. So that was a surprise. It probably had never been higher than 8,000 or 9,000 on the list.
Wow. Good for him.
How about that? AJ Brown made him.
That's called an influencer.
You think?
Kids.
He's number one. Went from 8,000 or 9,000 to number one just because AJ Brown was reading it on mm-hmm. the sideline? Holy crap. People are influenced easily, aren't they?
Yes.
South Korea's impeached president got a pay raise. Do you think if you are impeached no longer that your salary should increase or decrease?
Our impeached president got reelected.
He did.
So,
yeah, so impeachment doesn't really mean
impeachment
anything.
Impeachment doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, no, it really doesn't. But I don't know if you should get a raise since, you know, people think that you're not good at your job.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Who cares? Raise, get reelected, it doesn't matter.
The taxpayers care in South Korea.
They didn't care here.
No, they don't.
So why would they care there?
Just make sure that you can put out fires. That's all we care about now. Just be able to put out fires.
Well, we don't. Well, Texas doesn't care as much about fires as you do.
Well,
Johnny Wood.
I don't really care.
We're worried more about floods.
I don't really care about fires. I don't own the house. I rent all the furniture.
Because you can't own a house anymore.
No, you can't own a house there. That's for sure.
How much have you even thought about that? You're going to try to buy a house and you got to have homeowners insurance?
Homeowners insurance? And now the housing market with all those people that don't have houses?
I couldn't sleep at night knowing what's in store for you.
Mm.
Yeah, the housing market is going to be astronomical.
Yeah. Apparently, people are ab etching. Six-pack surgery becoming more popular with men. Are you going to get six-pack surgery?
Think about it.
You are? Del?
Kind of a lazy
six-pack
route.
Six-pack surgery?
Are you doing it for Jessica? Will you do it for her?
Yep.
Would you do it for Jessica?
No, I don't care. But if she tries to be like, if my wife died, be the only way because I'm true to her.
Understood.
But if she, or left me.
If my wife, he said that out loud.
How about she just leaves you? What do you mean if she dies?
He said that out loud.
Either one.
If my wife dies, well. Then she's in play.
Then etching becomes. So when you ab etch, do you actually have to lose the weight so the abs look like abs?
I think you can get them so they look, even with your belly, you can get them.
Why would you want that?
Because then you'd have definition.
Then you don't have to work hard.
But
what do you mean, why would you want
no,
that?
No, but you can. You no, but part of the abs are hard to get even if you're thin. The thought is,
yeah,
you're thin, and then you etch the abs. You're gonna be, you're gonna have a belly, and then etch abs on them.
Well, it's high definition liposuction, so yeah, I think okay. some of the fat.
Oh okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
High? Can I get 4K liposuction? What do you mean high definition?
High def? No, you can't. Can't get
no. Highly defined 1080. Liposuction.
That's it.
Only 1080, huh?
1080.
1080p.
That's all you get. All right, we're done. Thanks for listening. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before I go, though, I want to talk about Game Day Men's Health, which is a game changer. Game Day should be game changer. It should be. It's fantastic. Nothing costs you nothing to find out whether or not you're a candidate. Boop, boop, boop. Nothing. All right. So they'll draw your blood. And they got labs right there, so they get the results right away. They'll see what your testosterone level is. They'll see what you want to do. You will talk to a trained professional about how you can go about reaching your goals. What goals do you want? Are you injured and you want to recover? Because they can help you with that. Are you just trying to recover from whatever it is you're trying to recover from, or just recover from your workouts? Okay, that they can help you with that as well. All right, do you want to be thinner? Do you want to be stronger? Whatever it is that you want. New location opened up in Edo. For all of you that are downtown, Edo is really, really close. You can run over there at lunch. Bing, 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 done. Really, really fast. I love them because they give me shots to take with me. I'm on the go all the time, so that's what I needed. So whatever it is that you need, Game Day Men's Health is here for you. Stop by if you think you need testosterone replacement. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.